Hey guys, it's Amber May, and guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow. And right now, there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work. So I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So, hey, use promo code Amber at mypillow.com/Amber and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So, mypillow.com, use promo code Amber. I'm so glad you're here today on the Amber May Show. I hope you really enjoyed today's episode because I am talking to a man who is partners with David Martin, and both of them have worked on suing the federal government, and they're using a doctor that works on children with cleft palates to be the plaintiff in this federal lawsuit. So I want to show you, I want you to know more about that, and I want you to know about a new social media platform that's, again, free speech, because I'm about free speech. So I want you to learn about that today. So that's on the episode. So if you want to know what the federal lawsuit is and a little bit more about that and what this new social media platform is, then you're going to want to listen to this episode, because Dr. David Martin, he's a part of the Reawaken Tour with Clay Clark, is friends with this gentleman that I'm talking to today. And he has a great sense of humor, really great sense of humor. So I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. Hey, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I really could use your help with life sharing and subscribing. Hey, if you are looking to get some help with your skin, maybe you have wrinkles, maybe you have some skin issues, like maybe acne or scarring or something like that, or dark circles, then I want you to try out the timelesspack.com and use promo code Amber May. That's one word. And you're going to almost save like almost half off. And the cool thing about the oil that comes with it, that's the skin thing. So you do your nighttime routine. You put a couple of drops of this oil on your face. I even have it down here because I have some sun damage. And I want to see, is it going to do anything with my sun damage? And then I'm also putting it on the back of my hands. You can use it before a meal as a way to block fat. Say that 5 times fast. So try that out. That's the timelesspack.com, promo code Amber May. Or if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to want to go to amermay.myemfinity.com. That's myemfinity.com. The links are in the description below. That way it's like a pack to help you lose weight. They have some like a weight loss coffee. You can't go wrong with that. They have some shakes. They have some supplements. So if you're trying to get lose weight for summertime, try that out. Also, there's an artist named Mike that I met at the Reawaken Tour, and he is good friends with General Flynn, and he helps General Flynn raise money for his nonprofit with his artwork. Well, I have partnered with Mike, and his company is called thecommandersartist.com. If you go there and you like any of his art that he does, if you use my name, Amber, you will save some money there. So, hey, check out them. Support an artist who is also supporting General Flynn and his nonprofit. So let's help another patriot, and you get a discount at the same time. So it's thecommandersartist.com. And use promo code Amber at checkout. Always support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Amber is the promo code. If you need a doctor, really great supplements, like if you can't sleep or you want to support your immune system, drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May, one word. And always, hey, make sure you get your Patriot supplies up for emergencies, and you can do that at theambermayshow.com. Within the resource tab. Well, without any further ado, I hope you like this episode. You're going to learn more about this federal lawsuit. And I think these two gentlemen, Dr. David Martin and his friend, I think they are very brave men, and they're going against the federal government. So I hope you enjoy the show today. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /AmberMay. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code AmberMay, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /AmberMay and use promo code AmberMay to save some money. I'm glad you're here. Today joining me is James Purpura.
Yeah, you did
James
good.
Purpura.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not forced to say your last name, but I think I can. It's May?
You're hilarious.
May.
Yes.
May. I got it. May. I'm here with Amber May, right? With the Amber May
yes,
show.
That's
I'm
exactly
here interviewing
right.
Amber today. So, Amber, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm like Buddy the Elf.
I love that.
Right?
So what's really cool about you is you are partners with Dr. David Martin.
The coolest thing about me is I'm partners with David Martin.
No, that's not the coolest thing.
The coolest thing about me is I'm funny and David's not.
That is hilarious. You are pretty funny.
There you go. My wife doesn't think so.
Oh, really?
You know.
I think I dig your sense of humor.
There you go.
So on stage today, so you work with him with the Activate Humanity group.
That's right.
I don't know anything about that. And I didn't get to listen to your speech today because I was here interviewing. So what did you talk about today? And what's this Activate Humanity?
Well, so actually I was going to stand in for David, but he was able to Zoom from the Denver airport.
Oh, cool.
So I didn't speak today. This is the
okay.
first time I'm speaking today.
Oh, well, that's
other
exciting.
Than to myself in the car.
Breaking
the way over
news.
Here. Breaking news. I'm on the Amber May show. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, Activate Humanity is, so if you go to activatehumanity.com, Activate Humanity is a social media platform that we created that allows people to, you know, engage in, I know this is going to sound weird, free speech, right?
What?
With zero censorship. And so Activate Humanity is a movement. We have a show, David and I do a show. It's called the Activate Humanity Show. And he's got a We the People show. And so we get together and we do a show. And we've done it for the last year. It's kind of a daily show, Tuesday through Thursday. And now we're kind of splitting the shows. But, you know, essentially what David and I are doing, the exciting news that David put on the stage today is that we're launching a lawsuit, the first federal lawsuit to put into question the CMS mandate for doctors. And so essentially, my wife had breast implant illness, and so she went to a plastic surgeon to get it fixed. I'd picked the plastic surgeon, and him and I made friends because we went in. This is just after COVID was launching,
right?
And his name is Devin Greiner. And so I went in, and one day she was having a hot flash, And I asked him if we could take our masks off, and he said, I wish we could all take our masks off.
Oh, that's great.
And so that started a conversation with Devin and I.
And
started
awesome.
A friendship with Devin and I. And so I talked Devin into, Devin also fixes cleft palates for kids.
Oh, he does.
And so he does that, and he's got a whole foundation. It's called the Utah Smiles Foundation.
Go to the Sweet.
Go to the Utah Smiles Foundation and donate some money to Devin and his foundation. But the bottom line is the idea was is that the Utah Smiles Foundation is suing the president and suing, you know, all of the bad actors.
Wow.
And we're suing them because essentially nobody's going to attack a doctor who does cleft palate surgeries
right,
for kids.
Right, exactly.
Right, and so
you'd be a horrible person.
We're the first ones to put a lawsuit into effect against the federal medical mandate because essentially Devin won't be able to do cleft palate surgeries anymore because the medical association in Utah and all across the country and a lot of the medical, you know, surgery centers are requiring, you know, I don't know if we say the V word on this show or not.
Yeah, you can.
The vaccination, because, you know, live on Facebook, we can't say that.
So. No, I'm not live on Facebook.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I'm on the only free speech networks.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, he can't do that without a vaccination. So we're suing the federal government. We're suing the president. And we're the first ones to take that to federal court, and that's what David talked about today. But David and I stand for, we're building out solutions, whether it be a social media solution, content solutions, content, you know, to really elevate humanity, because I think our name says it all, Activate Humanity.
I love that. Because too long, we just sat back and did nothing and thought, oh, someone else will do it, someone else will do it. We had an excuse of vile lie of not being able to do something because I'm too busy or I have this or that. And look what we ended up with.
Well, you know, David's been trying to toot the horn for a long time, as have I, but the bottom line is, when you think about it, and this is what people have to get through their minds, this is our fault. It's
yes.
my fault.
Exactly.
It's your fault.
Yes.
It's the camera person's fault, whose name I don't know yet. It's everybody in this room's fault. It's everybody on the stage fault, because essentially, here's why it's important to acknowledge that this is our fault. It's important to acknowledge that, because if we don't acknowledge that, then we don't have the power to change it, right? And so we've all been convinced of a single lie, and here's the lie, that we are dependent on the system.
That's right.
And that's the lie, because in fact, the system is dependent on us.
That's right.
And as long as we keep pointing the fingers and say, they did this, then we're giving our power away. We have to acknowledge it was our complacency that allowed the darkness to do this. The other challenge that we're faced is this. The darkness, no matter what you think about what's going on in the world, what you need to realize is the darkness is well organized, and they're executing at a very high level. You almost have to respect
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah,
because
you're right.
It's like,
yeah,
oh my God,
it's
this
kind of brilliant.
It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
And so here's the challenge that we have. The light is scattered and it's running in different directions. We have to organize the light, because we don't have to wake anybody else up. Everybody thinks we need to wake more people up. We don't need to wake more people up. The only thing we have to do is we have to connect the dots between the people that are already, and I hate to say awake, because people aren't awake. They're aware, right? They're aware something's wrong. They're not awake to the entire hijack. If I were to lay out the entire hijack, you would almost not believe it. It's
right.
so sophisticated.
It's
so sophisticated. And so what we have to acknowledge is that we are aware that there's something wrong. And it was our complacency and it was our inaction that allowed this to happen.
Absolutely.
But it also means that the power lies in the people to change it. And so we don't, you know, it's funny because you look at Fauci, you look at all this stuff, and everybody's like, he's contradicting himself. And what people don't realize is he's doing that on purpose.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Why? To make us look crazy, right? Because the people who aren't going to see it are never going to see it.
That's
and
true.
So what happens is, by him going out and parading, one week it's masks, the next week it's not masks. One day it's mandates, not mandates, this works, that works. The reason he's contradicting himself, because he's lighting us on fire and making us point it out, and the other people who can't see it just think that we're anti-something.
Huh.
And that's the other big challenge that we face.
That's a great perspective. I didn't think about that.
That's why they're flaunting it right in front of our faces to get us to react, because when we're in a reactionary mode, they're winning. And so the bottom line is, and this is what people don't realize, is that you cannot stand against something and make it go away. You have to stand for something. And so that's the mistake we're making, even at this conference today, that's the mistake we're making, because we're actually adding energy to the thing that we're trying to get rid of. And so you can't look at the change you want in the world and say, push against something. So if you imagine a stream, right? You can't block the stream. What you essentially have to do is enter the stream, and then you have to divert the stream to an alternative that's better than the alternative that we have. And so everything that we're doing is about, you know, making that slow change, moving into the stream of how things exist, and then diverting the stream down the road, because protests don't work. They never work. They've never worked. You have to stand for something, not against something.
Well, how long have you been in this movement and trying to, like, change the way things are going? And how long have you been working with David Martin?
I think about 900 lifetimes.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, is that a good enough answer?
You know, it's because I'm, like, learning about different people's journey on how they got to right now and right here.
So I'll tell you, so, you know, it's funny because, you know, when we talk about the complacency, you know, I remember when my kids were up for vaccination, right? And here's the thing, you know, all you have to do is be able to do simple math to know something's wrong. In the 1980s, there was no autism. It was 1 in 10,000 kids had autism. And then somewhere around 1993, things started skyrocketing. Now it's 1 in 25 kids have autism. And so if it didn't land on your doorstep, not yours, but you know, the collective yours, then you didn't care, right? And so we ignored it when, you know, when the first mother said, my son or my child or my daughter was completely normal, and then they got the shot and then they changed. Why are we villainizing, you know, villainizing the people who are standing up? And so when we ignored that, when we chose not to do that, then we were complacent in that, because we should have believed the first mother that stood up and said, there's something wrong. And then 10,000 mothers later, there's something wrong. And we ignored it, and we ignored it, and we ignored it until this came along. And so the challenge that we have, and this is straight across the board.
It's too bad that it took too long for that to happen, but this point right here was the biggest eye-opening of all those moms to validate all those moms that had those vaccine injuries. This. And it's so sad it took this, but at least something happened to where people are now like, oh, that really could happen. Vaccine injuries are a thing.
Oh, they are a thing, and they've never denied that they're a thing, right? And that's the thing that's amazing. But here's the challenge we have, is that it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, you know, when we think about, like, the whole Walking Dead thing, there are probably hundreds of millions, if not a billion, people walking dead right now. They don't even know they're already dead. Last week, when we went to a funeral with my wife's uncle, who got this, he was a first responder, he got the shot first, died of cancer a year later. He was perfectly healthy. And so what's going to happen, and this is the part that most people are missing, is the fact that we don't actually have to fight the darkness, because they've overstepped, right? And they've overstepped, and so they're going to try to get something else out before, you know, things go in the wrong direction. But they've overstepped, the darkness overstepped. And so what's going to happen is that once people who have this poison running through their veins realize that they might be one of those people, when they're not able to cover up the deaths, they'll go after Fauci. They'll go after Gates. We don't have to do anything. We just have to prepare the alternative solutions for when those people start waking up to the fact of what's going on.
And what do you think that should be like? What are some steps that you think people should be taking right now?
Well, I think that one of the challenges that we face on a massive level is the light is running in full direction away from each other. And so we've got to figure out a way to start working together. Because like I said earlier, we don't have to wake more people up. We've just got to connect the people that are already aware of what's going on. And that is a big enough force, right? But another one of the big challenges we have is there's a lot of people in this space, and I'm just going to call it as I see it, that are leveraging this as their 15 minutes of fame, right? And so they're seeing this as, hey, this is my big opportunity. Instead of going, okay, we're at war, and we need to start working together. And so, you know, until we wake up to the fact that we need to start working together, and we just need to start embracing and those things, we're gonna be in trouble. But, you know, so it's really coming down to, you know, trying to look at the things that bring us together rather than the things that drive us apart.
Oh, I agree. Bring us together. How do you think, what are some ways, like in your mind, if you were to see us working together, what are some things that you think in a perfect world, or if you could snap your fingers, that would be right now, like what, when we work together, what are you talking about?
So the big thing we have to do is we have to move people out of fear at scale. And so the challenge that we have, I think I've said the challenge we've had too many times because there's so many challenges.
There are challenges.
So sorry for the challenge that we have, right? There's so many challenges, I keep saying it. But here's where it comes down to is the crisis that we're facing is a mental health crisis. It is the biggest looming crisis that we're facing. So we need to create mental health solutions to bring people out of fear at scale. And here's why I'm saying this. When you understand your autonomic nervous system, the nervous system that regulates the difference between fight or flight and rest and digest, right? What's happening is people are being put into fight or flight for long periods of time.
Yes,
and so there is a massive amount of stress. But what connects is this, is that when you are in fight or flight, you are disconnected from the rational part of your brain.
That is
and
right.
That's why people cannot see it, is because they've been hijacked into fear so that they can't rationalize what's going on. And so when you are in a fight or flight state, the only thing you're trying to do is survive. Your higher faculties have left you behind. And so, you know, we're releasing technologies like, check out Advanced Brain Technologies. It's scientifically designed music to reshape your brain into a different state. You know, we have another one called Vital Neuro, which is the first medical grade mobile neurofeedback device that uses scientifically designed music to bring people out of fear. And so what we have to do is, instead of looking out there, what we have to realize is that human beings, their perception, we live from the inside out, not the outside in. So we don't need to fix the problems that are outside of us. We need to fix the problems that are inside of us. And then we need to teach other people how to fix their problem. Because when we bring people out of fear at scale and out of trauma, that's when we can turn the ship around.
I love that. I agree. I'm trying to break the spirit of fear over people, because that was what drove us all into this captivity state, is for 2 straight years, fear, 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 fear. And we turned on the TV and a death toll, and everyone was scared it was going to happen to them, and it pulled families apart. And so you're right, fear was a big culprit of that.
And that's just the icing on the cake.
And, is it really?
Yeah, because you have to understand that by design, since the second you were born, you were made to feel not good enough. Right? I talk to people all the time. I'm like, what's your challenge? They're like, I just don't feel like I'm good enough. And I'm like, good enough for what in comparison to who? There's not some court that's going to come out and go, Amber, you are not good enough. You've been judged that way, but you've been made to believe that from the second you were born, whether it's the way the school systems are designed, whether it's we've been programmed into a sliver of possibilities and consciousness. And so in order to break free of that, we have to open up our perception to see the possibilities that already exist all around us. So the programming started the second you got out of the womb, right? And it, unfortunately, it was started by your parents, because they didn't know better, because they were programmed. And so this social programming has been going on constantly since the 1950s. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You're not any of these things. And so the fear that they're projecting on you now is be afraid, be isolated. The important thing to know about the isolation is that the darkness already knows they've lost. So they're trying to keep us separated and alone so that we won't connect as human beings, because when we connect as human beings, magical things happen, right?
I agree.
And it raises our you know, I hate to say the woo-woo vibration thing, but it raises our level of consciousness to the point where we start engaging in the infinite possibilities that already exist that we cannot see because we've been pigeonholed into such a narrow code of consciousness.
When we feel like we're not alone, that's very empowering to know that we're not the only one who feels this way or thinks this way. And then it makes you want to do more, because if you feel the way I do, like, oh wow, this was a pandemic of sorts and trying to take over the world or whatever, and we are in agreement with that, then we want to find a solution to how can we combine that. And the more and more, I think the more and more we get, more and more people, like you said,
bringing us together. It's a very powerful.
Human connection is the cure.
So powerful.
Connection is the cure.
That's why they wanted us not to be connected.
Correct. Because if they can keep us isolated and alone, because what they don't realize and what most of the people in this room don't realize is we are such powerful, powerful beings, right? And so what they're doing is they're programming to isolate us and to keep us alone, to stifle our power. Because the second, we don't have to fight anything. All we have to do is get a, you know, is to connect and wake up and be aware. And, you know, it's just like light doesn't fight darkness. Light shines and the darkness is dispelled, period. And so what we have to do is we have to allow our own lights to shine, and then we have to encourage other people to let their lights to shine.
So how do people get in, find out more about what you're doing with this Activate Humanity and find out more about you?
So you can go to activatehumanity.com. We have an entire social media network stood up there. You can start engaging with people right now. You can also, you know, there's shows on there, all the information on there. You can go to prosecutenow.com to get all of the legal stuff and framework. That's David's website. Prosecutenow.com, activatehumanity.com, activatehumanity.world. But we, together, we can change the tide on this.
I believe that. I believe that 100%. Thank you for coming on my show today. I really appreciate you.
No, that's amazing. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theamermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theamermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait, get it today.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Uh-huh.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that
thriller
on the
river. Hey guys, so here is your money minute, because I want to help you build financial wealth for your family and leave legacies for your family. And one way we do that is protecting our clients should they become ill or injured. So I'm with A&M Futures, and I'm looking to help you build legacy wealth for your family. Back in 2007, I was a passenger in a car accident, and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. I was flown to the nearest hospital, and honestly, I really don't remember much. I have like bits and pieces that come at me, but I do remember the recovery process, and the recovery process was really difficult. I worked at a radio station at the time, and I couldn't really speak. I mean, I could physically speak, but there was a disconnect between what I wanted to say and what would come out of my mouth, and it would be really hard. And then I had zero memory whatsoever, meaning like if you told me to do XYZ, 2 seconds later, I'm not joking, I would not remember you told me to do XYZ. I would remember you told me to do something, but I couldn't remember what XYZ was. But generally speaking, I've come a long ways from a traumatic brain injury. But during that time, there was a period I couldn't work. And that financially impacted us. So if you are facing something that could potentially impact you, and we don't want that for you, so let me show you what we can do. Let me show you like a scenario, a situation, if you will, of how we can help our clients. So we are going to be talking about a 30-year-old male, because compliance likes us dealing with 30-year-old males, and this is just easy math for us, okay? And so we're going to compare our retirement account with a traditional retirement account. So in a traditional retirement account, this gentleman gets $3,600 in savings. If for whatever reason he needs to take money before he is 59 and a half, he gets stuck with a 10% penalty. And I'm going to just bring these over. And this is how we protect our clients for illness and injury and death. So let's say that, God forbid, you have an untimely death if you were a 30-year-old male and you had put $3,600 into your account, you would have left your family with $382,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So imagine if you're married and you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them hanging high and dry. So with our type of retirement account, you can have a death benefit, but you also get what we call living benefits. So if you get a terminal diagnosis, which means you have 24 months or less to live, you can take that money out, and notice it says tax-free distribution. You can take that money out and do whatever you want with it. If you want to do a bucket list, do a bucket list. If you just want to have that for your family once you depart from our earth and leave your family so they're not in destitute, then you can do that. It's your money. No one's going to tell you what to do. But here's the other ones. If here the critical illness and critical injury has 17 different triggers, like heart attack, stroke, ALS, traumatic brain injury, things like that. And so if that was you, you could get a tax-free distribution in this scenario of $200,000. Not bad, right? But let's say you need some extra help and you can't do two out of your six daily living habits. You can't clean yourself, you can't dress yourself, you can't cook for yourself. If that's the case, then our clients are protected because in this situation, they would be getting $7,500 a month in tax redistribution. So we help our clients in so many different ways. And so if you want to set an appointment with me to see numbers for you specifically, then go ahead to my website, theambermayshow.com, and let's set up a 15, 20 minute conversation, and I can show you specifically how we can help you, and you can learn more about our retirement services versus the traditional one.